Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Now, Glenn, following up on news that came out yesterday, March 23rd, the title says Awale Resources extends gold mineralized target zone at Empire. This is the Empire zone or new discovery zone at the Odieni project. Now, this news release outlines that now the geochemical footprint of this Empire main zone has a strike length of 900 meters. This is being found through this auger drill program. Glenn, can you simplify this news release? Is this news release really just about saying that this Empire main zone, it's grown now to the strike length of 900 meters?
Yeah. Hi, Corey. I mean, just to put it in context, the Empire main zone that we've got, you know, where we have the discovery and we have all those high-grade hits and effectively this mineralized envelope to 120-odd meters. I mean, that was found, you know, on a soil anomaly and then an auger anomaly. The reason auger is because we actually are trying to punch through the cover and get an in-situ reading, mineralized reading of what is under there. And if it's more coherent, you get this nice coherent heat spot that you can see in, you know, figure two of our latest release. And so what we've done now is we've actually, the main zone was originally around 400 meters, and now we've got a sort of another 250 meters on either side of that. So the idea is to actually try and we've extended the footprint, the geochemical footprint. Now the idea is trying to extend the actual, you know, are we growing ounces to the main zone? And that's what we're hoping for. There is on the eastern side, eastern side of Maine, Empire Maine, we always thought there was a geological cutoff and in some form of slippage. And we can see this highlighted now in that Empire gap, where there really is a very nice strong anomaly slightly to the south of the actual original Empire main zone. And similarly, on the Empire west, you see that anomalism carrying on to the west. So, you know, pretty exciting and high priority for us to actually get into this and drill these and see, you know, can we actually extend that main zone, which will actually, you know, add significant ounces as we move forward.
Okay, so I will post figure two below this interview. You can see those high priority targets now at Empire West and the Empire Gap Zone. Is it simply now, Glenn, getting a drill on the ground, drilling some deeper holes and seeing what the actual grade yields from the drill results?
Yeah, so I mean, auger typically will only go to four meters at the end of the day. Typically, you know, we're punching through 4 meters of cover, 4 or 5 meters of cover. And you're taking that sample. Now we're actually trying to get into the actual fresh rock, where you would see, you know, you'd see a different the signature. I mean, at the moment we're talking ppbs, whereas normally we'd be talking grams per ton. You know, so going into that fresh rock or into the oxidized zone, you would expect to see the actual mineralized zone or envelope or deposit, if you want to call it. And there we would be expecting to see much better grades than that little signature on surface that we're effectively getting. So the idea is, yes, deeper holes on those targets. So we'll be doing test target, you know, pretty much the same as we've done before, scout holes, some fences, going down probably initially, 100 meters on the Empire West and Empire Gap, as well as some potential shallow holes. And then probably some deeper holes as well to actually test at depth, depending on what we see. So probably RC holes. We're trying to get maximum bang for buck in terms of drilling. That allows us to get, you know, more holes into the ground as we move forward. So as well as, you know, the plan is for us to be drilling hopefully by next month. And we would be testing the anomaly 1 and anomaly 2, which we released a while back. And those two are exciting anomalies. We're looking at replications of the main zone as well as anomaly 1, which is probably more similar to a typical orogenic gold system where we actually don't have a diorite intrusion. On the others, we're seeing these diorite intrusions where it seems to be hosting in the brittle ductile zone this high grade mineralization that we're seeing at Empire Main, and that's obviously what we're chasing here.
Okay, so then the drills should be on the ground soon. Let's also talk about this new charger zone. That's outlined in Figure 2 as well. This is really a whole new zone for you guys to go after, but this Augur program has showed you that there is an anomaly here. So can you give us a little bit more color on this charger zone, please?
Sure. So that anomaly that you see there, I mean, in the 1990s, Randgold did actually do a soils program here. So what we've done is we've gone in there and actually verified it with an auger program. So we've got a lot deeper than what Randgold had done. And what you're seeing there is a really, again, strong, coherent anomaly, you know, certainly around 600 meters long with a really high-grade core. That, you know, that anomaly is really around double the size of Empire Main. Key thing to note, again, in terms of the geology, we are seeing a diorite intrusion there as well. So that's, again, similar to Main. So there seems to be some sort of relationship here. And from another geological perspective, in terms of setting, we're seeing what looks like to be sitting in the nose of a fold hinge there. So you know, the setting for strong mineralization, we know gold is there, is certainly pretty attractive and is a high priority target for us. But it actually sits, you know, all these anomalies. I think the key thing to note, all these anomalies sit in a what we call the Empire Corridor, which is around 20 kilometers long, 10 kilometers in the granted permit, 10 kilometers in the application. And it really looks like this corridor, as we do more work along the corridor, more and more targets actually are popping up. Charge is a really good setting. And again, it goes to our objective. I mean, we said Empire is looking like a multiple deposit zone. You know, a gold camp of some sort, and you know, it's sort of living in terms of the anomalism. It's certainly living up to it. Drilling will be the one that sort of tells us whether we're onto it. So it is looking good, and we are certainly have the opportunity of building answers here.
When are you hoping to start drilling Charger?
Well, the program, as I say, we're looking to start sometime in April. That would be the ideal. Probably, you know, nearer to the end, middle to end of April. And we'll be doing, you know, the idea is to be doing these priority targets, anomaly 1 and 2 as well. And while we're waiting on results, we probably will be, you know, trying to move the rig off to Bonduku where we're ready there as well. And that will give time for assays to be to get back to us and be able to come back in hopefully straight afterwards and just keep that momentum going.
Okay, Glenn, I'm going to post a link to this news release as well, but I do want you to explain a little more about the results that you get from an auger program, because how you are reporting these results and what draws you to these areas are what's their values in terms of parts per billion. So you can convert that to grams per ton. But as you said, with these auger programs, it's only going down a couple meters. So you're really just looking for certain levels of this parts per billion to warrant follow-up work. I'm seeing in this news release parts per billion everywhere from a few hundred parts per billion upwards of over 1,700 parts per billion. What are you looking for in these auger programs to warrant this follow-up work?
Okay, so I mean, there's a couple of key things here. I mean, the key thing is obviously, first of all, you know, is there gold mineralization? I think that's the key. But then the main thing that creates the anomaly is obviously a coherent anomaly. So as you do your fences, you know, you'll be doing, you know, lines 50 meters apart, 25 meter spacings, and you'll be taking this in situ sample. From a statistical perspective, if you keep on hitting gold, obviously your anomaly becomes more coherent. Parts per billion is just, you know, often the deposit is masked by the cover, and therefore you're trying to assess can you break through that masking in a way. So as long as the anomaly is coherent and you start seeing a higher grade core, then obviously that's your initial first target. It doesn't mean it's the only target. That's the other thing. You know, just because you have a high-grade core doesn't mean the deposit actually sits underneath that high-grade core. That could just be a small little chute that's coming to surface, and that's what you're testing. So you actually have to do the work and actually build this. As you saw in Empire Main, I mean, Empire Main was 100 PPP, you know, we had a 100 PPP sort of around 250 to 300 meter anomaly. We had a high PPB core of 200 PPB, that's 0.2 grams. So not strong mineralization at all. But then when we actually drilled it, we're sitting with a mineralized envelope of around 3 to 4 grams of gold, you know, which is actually, you know, significant in terms of a PPB reading. So it's really just gives us confidence to actually put the drill bit in there. And that's, you know, these are large properties. We're trying to be efficient with your money. So therefore, we try and narrow, keep on narrowing down targets that we can actually focus an initial drill program. Once you know where mineralization is and you're consistently hitting it with a deeper drill bit, you can actually start following the drill flow, I mean the flirt flow, and therefore the mineralized body, and extend the mineralized body and hopefully get to a deposit which is economic at the end of the day.
Perfect. Thank you for explaining that. It really seems like now, though, at this Empire Main discovery and now the Empire Gap and Empire West and some of the targets out to Empire East, you guys do have these drill targets. So now it's all about getting that drill on the ground by next month and seeing what these results yield, but also that work going on at Bonduku as well. Glenn, we'll follow up as more news hits the market. But in the meantime, if anybody has any other questions regarding that recent news release, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Glenn to address those. Glenn, thank you for the update. I'll follow up when some more news hits the market.
Corey, thanks very much.